we are on course. What we may be worried is in terms of timelines that were required. So what we expect as the next step from where we are now, we expect the COPAC committee to take the draft document, the interim draft document, for further consultation with the people at the second all-stakeholder conference, which is a step that is articulated also in the roadmap of making of the new constitution. So we expect that to be completed as soon as funds permit, and the planning that I'm advised by the COPAC committee, that those plans are already at an advanced stage as to when to do the second all-stakeholder conference. And after the second all-stakeholder conference, it is expected that they should come back to Parliament and now submit completed the report on the new constitution, which that report will be tabled in the House and debated by members of Parliament, and they will make necessary amendments if need be.
So in this case, does this mean that any amendment of the draft constitution is a violation of parliamentary procedures?
No, at the moment, amendments are still within the parameters or procedures of writing a new constitution.